As long as he stayed in Jerusalem, Jesus was in danger, because his enemies, the religious and political leaders of the country, were plotting to take his life. During the Feast of Tabernacles, his teaching had given rise to much controversy, and the Jews had tried to stone him. So Jesus left Jerusalem and went to Perea, the territory ruled by Herod the Tetrarch, east of the Jordan. The 70 disciples that Jesus had sent out some weeks before to announce the coming of the kingdom returned to the Lord filled with joy. Their message had been received, the sick had been healed, and even the demons, they said, submit to us in your name. Jesus replied, I saw Satan fall like lightning from heaven. I have given you authority to overcome all the power of the enemy. However, do not rejoice that demons submit to you, but rejoice rather that your names are written in heaven. Full of the Holy Spirit, Jesus lifted his eyes and said, I praise you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because you have hidden these things from the wise and learned and revealed them to little children. Yes, Father, for this was your good pleasure. He told the disciples that everything had been committed to him by his Father, and that no one knew the Son except the Father, or the Father except the Son, and those to whom the Son chose to reveal him. Then, addressing everyone in general, he said, Come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you, and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. Turning to his disciples, he added, Blessed are the eyes that see what you see, for I tell you that many prophets and kings wanted to see what you see, but did not see it, and to hear what you hear, but did not hear it. One day a lawyer came to test Jesus. Master, he said, what must I do to inherit eternal life? What is written in the law, he replied. How do you read it? The lawyer answered, Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength and with all your mind, and love your neighbor as yourself. You have answered correctly, Jesus replied. Do this, and you will live. But the lawyer, wanting to justify himself, said, And who is my neighbor? In reply, Jesus told a parable. A man was going down from Jerusalem to Jericho, he said. On the way, he fell into the hands of robbers. They stripped him of his clothes, beat him, and went away, leaving him half dead. A priest happened to be going down the same road, and when he saw the man, he passed by on the other side. A Levite also came to the place and saw him, and he, too, passed by on the other side. But a Samaritan, as he traveled, came to where the man lay, and when he saw him, he took pity on him. He went and bound up his wounds, pouring on oil and wine. Then he put the man on his own donkey, brought him to an inn, and took care of him. The next day he took out 2 silver coins and gave them to the innkeeper, saying, Look after him, and when I return I will reimburse you for any extra expense you may have had. Now, which of these 3 do you think was a neighbor to the man who fell into the hands of robbers? The lawyer replied, The one who had mercy on him. Then Jesus said, Go and do likewise. Next episode, Martha and Mary and the Lord's teaching on prayer.